Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up with the 11 and addressed the crowd in a loud voice. Men of Israel, listen to what I am going to say. Jesus, the Nazarene, was a man commended to you by God, by the miracles and portents and signs that God worked through him when he was among you. As you all know, this man who was put into your power by the deliberate intention and foreknowledge of God, you took and had crucified by men outside the law. You killed him, but God raised him to life, freeing him from the pangs of Hades. For it was impossible for him to be held in its power, since, as David says of him, I saw the Lord before me always, for with him at my right hand nothing can shake me. So my heart was glad, and my tongue cried out with joy. My body too will rest in the hope that you will not abandon my soul to Hades, nor allow your Holy One to experience corruption. You have made known the way of life to me. You will fill me with gladness through your presence. Brothers, no one can deny that the patriarch David himself is dead and buried. His tomb is still with us, but since he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn him an oath to make him, one of his descendants, succeed him on the throne, what he foresaw and spoke about was the resurrection of the Christ. He is the one who was not abandoned to Hades, and whose body did not experience corruption. God raised this man, Jesus, to life, and all of us are witnesses to that. Now raised to the heights of God's right hand, he has received from the Father the Holy Spirit, who was promised. And what you see and hear is the outpouring of that Spirit, the word of the Lord.
Show us, Lord, the path of life. Show us, Lord, the path of life. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is in you yourself who are my prize. Show us, Lord, the path of life. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. Show us, Lord, the path of life. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety, For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. Show us, Lord, the path of life. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence at your right hand, happiness forever. Show us, Lord, the path of life.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul. If you are acknowledged as your father, one who has no favoritism, or judges everyone according to what he has done, you must scrupulously careful as long as you are living away from your home. Remember the ransom that was paid to free you from the useless way of your life. Your ancestors handed down was not paid in anything corruptible, neither in silver nor gold, but in the precious blood of Lamb, without spot or stain, namely Christ, who, though known since before the world was made, has been revealed only in our time, the end of ages, for your sake. Through him you now have faith in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory. For that very reason, so that you would have faith and hope in God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Two of the disciples of Jesus were on the way to a village called Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking together about all that had happened. Now, as they talked this over, Jesus himself came up and walked by their side. But something prevented them from recognizing him. So he said to them, "What matters are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped short, their faces downcast. Then one of them, called Cleopas, answered him, "You must be the only person staying in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have been happening there in these last few days." "What things?" he asked. "All about Jesus of Nazareth," they answered, "who proved he was a great prophet by the many things that he said and did in the sight of God and of the whole people. And how our chief priests and our leaders handed him over to be sentenced to death and had him crucified. Our own hope had been that he would be the one to set Israel free. And this is not all. 2 whole days have gone since it all happened, and some women found our group and have astounded us. They went to the tomb in the early morning, and when they did not find the body, they came back to tell us they had seen a vision of angels who declared he was alive. Some of our friends went to the tomb and found everything exactly as the women had reported, but of him they saw nothing." Then he said to them, "You foolish men, so slow to believe the full message of the prophets. Was it not ordained that the Christ should suffer and so enter into his glory? Then, starting with Moses and going through all the prophets, he explained to them the passages throughout the scriptures that were about himself. When they drew near the village to which they were going, he made as if to go on, but they pressed him to stay with them. "It is nearly evening," they said, "and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. Then, while he was with them at table, he took some bread and said the blessing. Then he broke it and handed it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. But he had vanished before their sight. Then they said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us when we talked to him, when we were on the road, and he explained the scriptures to us?" They set out that instant and returned to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 assembled together with their companions, who said to them, "Yes, it is true. The Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then they told their story of what had happened on the road and how they had recognized him by the breaking of bread. The Gospel of the Lord. I had a fair bit written here, but don't worry, I'm not going to read it. As I said to Denise last night, I'm going to tell you about something I watched on the television, which I'm sure is probably more interesting than me saying Happy Christmas or Happy Easter at the wrong time. I think it's important that we recognize that every time we walk into church, every time we come to Mass, we are doing exactly what Jesus did. Jesus, the high priest. And we do that through our priest, Father Joseph. He breaks bread and shares it amongst us in exactly the same way as Christ did. And it's important that we recognize every time we come to church that that reenactment takes part. And of course, the difference we have between us and the Anglicans is we know it is the bread and body of Christ that we are receiving. It's not a symbol. There were many quotations I looked at today. But then when I was watching this program, I thought, that's really what we need to understand. I don't know how many people watch religious programs. One? Two? Yeah, but you're a couple, you get no choice. You notice I haven't put my hand up, because I don't tend to watch religious programs. But something caught my eye the other night, and it's something on BBC Two called Pilgrimage. I don't know if anyone has watched it. And I found it so fascinating as the current pilgrimage, because there was a previous one, as they walked to Fatima, and what they discussed. Seven people, seven different religions. But how that discussion actually drew them to Christ, to God, depending what their own religion was. Whether they were, and they were Jewish, born-again Christians, one Catholic, one Muslim. A very broad spread. One Jew, But they all traveled the same way. I only caught the end of it this morning before I came, when they actually reached Fatima. And I thought, that's amazing, because it's one of the places I've never been. I thought of Paul, actually, on his walk to Fatima, you know. But it was not the walk, it was the discussion about personal faith. Personal faith that touches you, no matter what religion you are. But especially for Catholics, the place that opened the door to many of these other pilgrims. At the end of the day, no one was saying I was going to become a Catholic. And I wouldn't have expected them to either. But what they did share with each other and the cameras was the thing that made their journey special. Every time we walk into this church or any church, we're on a journey. We're on a journey to break bread with Christ. And I think sometimes we just forget that. I know I do sometimes. But if you remember that every time you walk, whether you go to communion or not, when you walk in this church and say, "Hello, Jesus," or "Hello, God," you've made that journey, that special journey. And if we can keep that in our hearts and our minds, that will continue. There was one chap there who, he'd never been into a mosque for a long, long time. But he shared that that was very special. To reconnect with your religion, with your faith. And that faith is personal to you. It's not to everyone else. It's personal to you as individuals. And I think if we can keep that in our mind along our road's journey, that will sustain us in the same way as feeding from the body and blood of Christ sustains us. But we also remember that we get fed by the word. It's one of the reasons why there's always at least two candles on the altar. It's a reminder that it's a two-part thing. It is the Eucharist and it is the Word. The light in both of them can shine brightly in our hearts if we only let it.